put together a campaign that I was excited about and proud of, and I really thought I could do a lot in that office. But the stars haven't aligned, and the state of Illinois and the Democratic Party are in difficult times. And I think the last thing we need was a drawn-out, expensive, divisive primary. And I just thought it'd be better for everybody if I stepped back. And so that's my decision. I'll be supporting Susana Mendoza for this office and doing my best in Springfield to advance the sound progressive agenda and get us out of this catastrophic nightmare that we seem to be trapped in right now.
The role of comptroller, some people I think don't even know what the office is.
Yeah, do we have one?
Right? Let alone what it does. But it has become a bigger deal in recent years, and particularly this year, given that there is no budget. And so how does the state pay its bills, and what order, who gets paid first when there is an organization that is perhaps going to go out of business, municipalities threatening to turn the lights off if their electric supply hasn't, or the electric bill from the state hasn't gotten paid. Why does the Office of Comptroller matter? What were you looking to do with it, and what's going wrong with it now?
Well, two things. First of all, Comptroller writes the checks, and in a time when we don't really have a budget, the decision of which checks get written is a very delicate and controversial and super important from the point of view of ensuring that social service providers can remain afloat, and from the point of view of ensuring that we're holding faithful to our constitutionally prescribed form of government. But even beyond that, I would say something else about the current situation. The comptroller is an independent elective office created in the 1970 Constitutional Convention specifically so you can have an independent check on the existing powers. And I think we need a real independent check on the governor's power. We clearly don't have that now, and so that's why a change in this office is truly essential.
Have you reached out to your supporters, your campaign contributors throughout the weekend and told them? Any comments on that or future plans?
I spent the weekend on the phone with a lot of friends, a lot of people who have been involved and invested in this campaign, and explained to them why I thought this was the best decision. And nobody of them was happy, but also there was very little disagreement. I take the act of faith that people engage in when deciding to support me extremely seriously. I think of it as a fairly sacred act to entrust your support in a candidate in a democracy. And the bare minimum I owe people in that situation is 100% open transparency about what I believe the situation to be. And if I called people and said, hey guys, I don't think this is going to work out. I don't think this is going to work out in a way that's going to be good for the state. And so as honored as I've been to have your support, I think the best way forward for everybody is for us to pull back. People understood that and appreciated that I was being straight with them, as I always do, and simply said, well, hey, we tried, and now we know that the right thing to do is to support Susana and make sure that this seat can be taken on behalf of the people of Illinois who need an independent watchdog in this office.
Have you reached out to your supporters, your campaign contributors throughout the weekend and told them? Any comments on that or future plans?
Yes. I've spent the weekend on the phone with a lot of friends, a lot of people who have been involved and invested in this campaign, and explained to them why I thought this was the best decision. And nobody of them was happy, but also there was very little disagreement. I take the act of faith that people engage in when deciding to support me extremely seriously. I think of it as a fairly sacred act to entrust your support in a candidate in a democracy. And the bare minimum I owe people in that situation is 100% open transparency about what I believe the situation to be. And if I called people and said, hey guys, I don't think this is going to work out. I don't think this is going to work out in a way that's going to be good for the state. And so as honored as I've been to have your support, I think the best way forward for everybody is for us to pull back. People understood that and appreciated that I was being straight with them, as I always do, and simply said, well, hey, we tried, and now we know that the right thing to do is to support Susanna and make sure that this seat can be taken on behalf of the people of Illinois who need an independent watchdog in this office.
Anything else that you care to add about the current budget situation, about the election, and your future political plans, perhaps?
Well, I'll say this. As you might know, I'm the chair in the Senate of the Human Services Committee, and we've been trying very hard to shine a light on the consequences for ordinary people of this awful budget impasse. And it's a crime. I mean, it's a crime. It's a tragedy. And so part of my decision was, look, we've got these huge problems on our hands right now. I want to be in that arena as well. And so I think it's important for me now, particularly that I have the clutter of the campaign behind me, to redouble my efforts to get us out of the situation, because people are being hurt every day of the week, and it is